ஹலோ மை ஃப்ரெண்ட், கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் அண்ட் குட் டே டு யூ. திஸ் இஸ் யுவர் பிரதர் ரமேஷ் மெடசானி ஃப்ரம் அவர் டெய்லி பிளஸ்ஸிங். ஐ ஹோப் திஸ் ஆடியோ கிளிப் வில் பி எ பிளஸ்ஸிங் டு யூ. தி ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் சஃபரிங் ஜீசஸ் என்ட்யூர்ட் ஆன் த கிராஸ் இஸ் நாட் ஆஸ் ஈஸிலி ரெக்கக்னைசபிள் ஆஸ் இஸ் ஃபிசிக்கல் அண்ட் எமோஷனல் சஃபரிங், பட் இட் வாஸ் பை ஃபார் த வர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல். We first glimpse it when Jesus was stripped of his robe and left to hang virtually naked before the world. The emotional shame and humiliation have been acute, but nothing in comparison to the spiritual humiliation Jesus endured as he was spiritually stripped of his robe of righteousness in Father's eyes. Scripture tells us that Roman soldiers took his robe since it was seamless, woven in one piece from the top. So they said, "Let us not tear it but throw dice to see who gets it." Jesus' character was seamless. It was like his robe, coordinated, unified, uninterrupted perfection woven from the top. The personality of Jesus was a seamless fabric woven from heaven to earth, all in one piece. But when Christ was nailed to the cross, he took off his robe of seamless perfection and assumed a different wardrobe, a wardrobe of indignity. The indignity of nakedness, stripped before his own mother and the loved ones, shamed before his family. The clothing of Christ on the cross was sin, yours and mine, the sin of all humanity. He wore our sins so that we could wear his righteousness. Christ didn't just take our sins upon himself, he became those sins for us. Imagine how dirty and vile and guilty and ashamed Jesus must have felt as he hung there before a holy God with our sins exposed as though they were his. It wasn't enough for Jesus to prepare you a feast. It wasn't enough for him to reserve you a place. It wasn't enough for him to cover the cost and provide the transportation to the banquet. Jesus did something more. He let you wear his own clothes so that you would be properly dressed. He did that just for you. Would you thank him today for bearing your sin so that you could wear his righteousness? The Bible says in Romans chapter 3 verse 22, "This righteousness is given through faith in Christ Jesus to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile." Remember, my friends, Jesus was not only shamed before people, he was shamed before heaven, so that you and I don't have to be ashamed before anyone or by anyone. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we thank you for your amazing love and unending mercies. Keep us, Lord, near the cross, where we not only find salvation, but also the fountain of life. Help us, Spirit of God, to trust and obey, for there is no better way. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.